Hey everybody, Fredo, Dennis, and I had a conversation about the Black Crowes, and this was at a time when, you know, maybe I wasn't all that okay. So we had a little conversation about kind of doing the best we can given current circumstances.
Well, I would say I kind of have the exact opposite problem. Like, honestly, because I'm not the kind of person, I'm not like a social kind of person. I don't need to be around people, or, you know, I don't have really close friendships and stuff like that. So being in the current situation where we're in, where you kind of stuck at home and everything, like that's okay with me. And so things have been good with me. And then I know that it's rough on most people now. And so then you have the kind of guilt trip, like, well, should I really be like enjoying feeling good about things when things are so terrible for so many people? You know, 500,000 people are dead, and, you know, people have lost their jobs, and, you know, having a tough time making ends meet and everything. Like, it's hard to like have permission to feel like, hey, things are actually going pretty good for me. Mm. And like, it's kind of getting across that line. So it's a similar, but different from, you know, from the opposite end of the spectrum, I think.
Understandable.
Which I think is an easier position to be in. You know, for me, it's like, okay, yeah, it's obviously easier to say, oh yeah, things are great, but I feel guilty about it, than to say, well, I don't feel great and I need to be okay with, you know, addressing that.
Yeah. Now, I know mental health is near and dear to your heart, Fredo. Like, how are you doing with all
I'm
this?
I'm doing great. I'm doing 100% great. And you know what? Unlike you, Dennis, I don't feel fucking bad about it. And it sounds asshole-ish, but Dennis, you know, you and I know each other, but we really don't know each other. You and I haven't had a deep dive into our, you know, deep conversations.
I think I like you. I don't have close friendships.
Right. And I like you as a person. I love hanging out with you when we do. I like to assume that you do the same with me. Yeah. But when everybody thought that I was okay, I wasn't. Okay. I was almost homeless 4 times. I was suicidal 2 times. I lost everything. Today I put on Facebook, hey, for the first time in 15 years, my fucking credit score is 700.
Hey.
Like, yay.
Hell yeah.
You know, because of shit that's happened to me. I use the term stuck, but it's not really stuck. My girlfriend and I moved in a week after the pandemic started, like right when you could still move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had one fight in a year and a half. I mean, in a year that we've been together, not one.
That's
we've
awesome.
Had a couple of like, let's talk about, and that's it. You know what? No, I'm not going to fucking say that I feel bad for other people. I mean, I do, but by the same token, I'm not letting that fucking at all stop me from fucking living the best year that I just lived. I'm making decent money. I'm in a great relationship. My bills are all getting paid on time. No, I'm not. If we stay this pandemic another 10 years, I don't give a shit.
Jeez.
I'm fine.
Well, we might.
With all that being said, I know a lot of people aren't.
There you have it. Brief discussion that we had. And if you'd like to hear the rest of it, that's After the Fact number 71, available on Patreon, patreon.com/ Oh, hi, Justin. Fair warning. It does get pretty dark, and it is definitely dense. And there isn't much light to that conversation, but check it out if you'd like to hear the rest of it. Also, if you'd like to hear our conversation about Black Crowes, all you have to do is go forward one episode and push play. The program is available on all podcast platforms.